from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 39 degrees at 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. A deadly crash around midnight in Woodbridge being reviewed by the state as it happened shortly after a high-speed police chase. State officials say a Woodbridge officer pursued a Nissan Maxima on Route 1. A minute later, the car hit another vehicle. A female passenger in the Maxima was killed. Nearly 5 months ago, two best friends from Cranford were killed in what police say was an intentional hit and run at the hands of a 17-year-old male. Now the families of Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas and the public continue an agonizing wait to see if that teen will be charged as an adult. Attorney Brent Bramnick represents the Neotis family. He tells Eric Scott's Jersey Thing, due to New Jersey's strict juvenile laws, the public isn't allowed to know whether he's in custody or has been released.
That information isn't even public. That's how confidential it is. So it's incredibly frustrating. We have a horrific crime happened, and the public can't even know where this person is.
The Garwood teen is accused of speeding at 70 miles an hour in a Jeep Compass when the victims were hit on an e-bike on a Cranford residential street. And President Donald Trump says he's imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariffs were struck down by the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision. The new tariffs come under a law that restricts them to 150 days. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. After that court ruling struck down tariffs, stocks did tick higher. Amazon has overtaken Walmart as the world's top company based on respective sales in 2025. After 13 years as the undisputed champ, Walmart reported an annual revenue of over $713 billion, about $4 billion less than Amazon. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 230 points. For just $99, Guaranteed Service will inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. We are looking at a winter storm moving in Sunday into Monday, and latest projections are showing about 6 to 12 plus inches of accumulation for at least the Jersey Shore. As the storm system tracks closer to the coast, yeah, double-digit snowfall plus wind, that could lead to near blizzard conditions for a time Sunday night into Monday. So things are going to get pretty nasty out there and pretty wintry. Stay with us throughout the weekend for the very latest. I will have an update to my weather blog coming up later this evening with an updated snow map to share. For tonight, we'll see clearing skies and cool temperatures. It feels really raw and damp out there right now. Lows fall into the mid-30s overnight. Tomorrow, we'll see sun and clouds and a slight chance of a shower, highs upper 40s to around 50. A slow start to the storm on Sunday, but snow develops by the afternoon, becomes heavy at night. Rain and mixing may occur along the coast, and then things will wrap up on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex, it's 33, Trenton, 40, Egg Harbor Township, 49. We'll check back in with the New Jersey 101.5 News Flash at 6:30. Coming up next, Jersey Thing with Eric Scott.